This is Craig Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Rich Galen, who served as a press secretary for former Vice President Dan Quayle, as well as former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. He's now the author of the three times a week column, Mullings.com. And Rich, great to have you with us.
Thank you. Nice to be with you, Greg. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. And the big political story over the weekend are these comments in this new book, Game Change. It talks about a lot of things, but the one that's getting the most attention is Harry Reid apparently making comments about Obama that he was excited, that he thought he was electable because he was a light-skinned black man with no Negro dialect unless he wants one. Reid has immediately apologized. Obama has accepted it. Many different ways to look at this. First of all, several Republicans on the Hill saying, this is Trent Lott 7 years later. He needs to go. Will he go, and do you think he should go?
Yes on two, no on one. I think he should because this was an unguarded moment. You know, it's the old saying, it's not what you say when you're prepared, it's what you say when you're unprepared. And I think it really does demonstrates a lack of understanding about the nature of true race relationships in the 21st century. I mean, this isn't like Senator Byrd, who 75 years ago was a member of the KKK. I mean, this happened a year and a half ago, and the only reason that it came to light is because the guys that wrote the book Game Change, kind of ferreted it out, and it wasn't until after it became public that Reid realized he better apologize. And it struck me, Greg, odd, and I tweeted about this the other day. It took 3 days for President Obama to say anything about that dope that tried to blow up the plane over Detroit, but it took him, he had a statement out forgiving Harry Reid before the ink even dried in the book. So it just shows you that nothing trumps politics in this town.
Another thing you put in your column on this, Rich, is that you found it odd that Reid originally made this comment to a group of reporters, but it wasn't until this book came out a year after the election that we ever heard about it.
I know. I said, who are they writing for, My Weekly Reader? I mean, didn't anybody think this might have been newsworthy, that the chief Democrat in the U.S. Senate uses this kind of language? I mean, when Biden said it, remember when Biden was running against Obama, he called him clean or something like that, or neat or whatever the phrase was, and everybody jumped all over Biden because they actually reported it. But I mean, that's part of this double standard thing that although everybody recognizes exists, and you and I have sort of lived with it our entire adult lives here in Washington, but every so often one just smacks you in the back of the head like Leroy Jethro Gibbs, and you just have to sit up and pay attention.
We're talking with Rich Galen, who was press secretary for Dan Quayle when he was a senator from Indiana, later vice president, and then House Speaker Newt Gingrich. And Rich, let's talk about how this affects Harry Reid, assuming that he does stay in power, as you suspect that he will. First of all, on the leadership of the Senate side, he's been able to marshal together the 60 votes needed to pass the Senate's version of health care. Does this in any way diminish his ability to get things done, given the fact that he doesn't actually need to go across the aisle to pass anything?
The issue, that's a great question. I think the issue really becomes whether or not the moderate Democrats in the Senate start getting heat from their people saying, how can you be around this guy if he's going to use language like that? If moderate Democrats begin to get nervous, then that will have an effect. But it is in the nature of Democrats to rally around, unlike Republicans who rally around and then shoot inside into the circle. On his reelection, though, I mean, he's been in really big trouble for a while for reelection in this coming November in Nevada, and Chuck Todd, who's the White House correspondent and the political director for NBC, said just this morning that he didn't think that he could get reelected now. Which really does have a huge impact, because if he decides to stand aside, as Chris Dodd did, we have a better chance of winning the seat in Connecticut if Chris Dodd were running than we do without him. And if Harry Reid says he's going to retire to give the Democrats a better chance of hanging on to that seat, that does have a huge impact, because lame ducks are lame ducks. One of the ways you lead in this town is the threat that if you don't do what I'm telling you to do, I'm not going to forget it. And if you're a lame duck, I don't care if you forget it or not.
Harry Reid, of course, very recently is very emphatic in saying that he's running for re-election. What would it take? Would it take a call from Rahm Emanuel, David Axelrod, maybe even the president to say we've got a better chance without you?
Yeah, but that's too hard when you're the majority leader and you're specifically responsible for cobbling not only together the 60 votes in the Senate, but for being the chief negotiator on behalf of the Senate with the House, which wants a much more socialized version of health care. So I don't think that phone call is going to get made.
Does this mean that Nancy Pelosi's got the upper hand, at least in negotiations, even though the final plan, if she gets more of what she wants, won't sell with the Senate moderates?
I think that probably does. In the U.S. House and Senate, the power antennae are always out. And my guess is that Pelosi, even if she doesn't do it consciously, will stiffen her resolve to get some of the more liberal things into that bill that she wants. And then we'll see what happens. I mean, I thought that this thing would be over and done with probably this time next week. Now the betting line here in Washington is that it will not get done. We're talking about health care before the State of the Union address, which is now sometime after February 2nd. And if it doesn't get done, by mid-February, it may not get done at all, because then we're in full-blown re-election time for the members of the House.
Rich, another term used in politics a lot is measuring the curtains. If Harry Reid is potentially on his way out, who's measuring the curtains for his office?
Dorgan's gone as well, so a lot of those senior guys are thinking about bailing out. There's a bunch of people in the leadership that want to make a run at it. And the old days where you worked your way through the chairs are gone. I mean, it's not like the Masons or the Lions Club anymore. So almost anybody can pop up out of the woodwork and say, I'm the person, not necessarily the guy, but I'm the person that can lead this. I mean, you might have somebody like Senator Feinstein out of California that says, you know what, the first woman majority leader ought to be me. And if she did that, she would be tough to stop because she's very well respected by both sides of the aisle.
Rich, no shortage of political intrigue here as we enter the new year. As always, sir, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Rich Galen is the author of Mullings.com. It appears three times a week. He is also a former press secretary to Dan Quayle and Newt Gingrich. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.